Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for our weekly Carbon County School District update. Joining me in the studios this morning from Creekview Elementary, I've got Chantel and Janelle. How are you ladies this morning?
We're good.
Good. So there are a ton of things going on at Creekview Elementary. And one of my favorite things about doing the Carbon School District update every single week is because there's a lot of things going on at your child's school that you might not know about as a parent. So Janelle, this is exactly why you're here today, is to kind of tell me about what's happening at the school.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about what we've got going on. I know we are already into March. That's crazy how much time has gone by. So kind of give me some of the really great events that are coming up in the next week.
Okay, so we are doing our Creekview annual food drive. We're doing that up until March 16th. We request that the kids bring cans in for our STEM construction activity. Our goal by the 8th is to reach 2,000 cans. So parents, have your kids bring some cans in.
Absolutely. So if you're going through the pantry, I know it's spring cleaning time, go ahead, clean out the pantry and grab any non-perishable food items that you have. Send those cans on over to Creekview Elementary. Now, it's also a really good time to, speaking of food and the pantry, we've got Health Week going on as well.
Yes, we have our PTA member, Kelly Rasmussen. She is taking charge with Health Week this week, and it's going to be fun. The kids really love Health Week.
Kelly has something really fun planned each day for the kids, and it's going to be a themed week, so watch for something to come home so that you know how your kids need to dress for school each day.
Yeah, I think that's the kids' favorite part. They're like, oh, Health Week, that's fine. We're going to eat cool things, but more importantly, I get to dress up really cool.
Yeah, and there is a prize for the class that has the most participation. They're going to be able to pick out some new playground, like toys, frisbees, balls, stuff like that, so make sure that your kids dress up so that their class can have a chance at winning that.
Amazing. Well, another really fun thing that you guys have going on that really encourages the kids is reading programs. We've got the Read to Success and the Stay Up and Read event. They're all coming up at different times, but they're really fun events for certain grades.
Yes.
Yeah, the Road to Success, they have to read before bed every night, and the kids that do get to do a fun activity. I think this month they get to go bowling. So there's 2 days they take the kids out, half the school at a time, for the kids that earned that activity.
Very good. Tell me about the Stay Up and Read.
So the Stay Up and Read is for the 4th and 5th grade. They come to the school at night. There's activities that they do, and then they have readers come in and read to the kids, and they just have a really fun time.
So we're jumping back. I mean, we've got the food drive going on. That is kind of prepping you guys for a really fun can structure event that's coming up.
Yes. The week of the 19th, each grade we'll do like a team project and build things with their cans. And then on the 23rd, they'll have their showcase where parents can come in, guardians can come in and see what the kids have done. And they really love doing it every year.
Well, wrapping up today, before I let you guys go, one of the big events that all parents have to start thinking about, if they have got a child that is reaching kindergarten age, then that means you guys have kindergarten roundup coming up in April.
Yes, on April 7th, we have that from 9 to 11. So we want to get your kids at our school, so bring them in for kindergarten roundup.
And there are a couple of things that they need to make sure that they bring if they're bringing their child to kindergarten roundup.
Yes, they need to bring their birth certificate, and they need to also bring their immunization record, just to prove that they're eligible to be in school. It's a really simple process. It's kind of fun for them to go to the school and get a feel for it. And then in May, we actually have them come back to meet their teachers, but that's not at this time.
Exactly. So again, kindergarten roundup taking place on April 7th from 9 till 11. Make sure to head on over to the school with the birth certificate and the immunization records. And that is for any children that will be going to kindergarten next year at Creekview Elementary. Well, thanks so much for coming in. And as always, don't forget, we do a Carbon District update every single week right here on Castle Country Radio Stations.